Today's devotion is entitled, Guilt and Forgiveness, by Pastor Eric Brown, Trinity, Persia. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Psalm 25, verse 18. For at least the past 50 years, the American culture has been trying to get rid of the idea of personal guilt. The mantra has been, do what you want, live your life how you want to live it. Nothing should be said to be wrong. Everything should be accepted. When there is any idea of guilt, it tends to be social or corporate. It's society's fault or a matter of privilege. But even then, there isn't supposed to be real guilt. We just raise awareness and work to fix problems, move forward. We hate the idea, culturally speaking, of personal guilt. Yet, try as we might to avoid it, guilt comes. The worst part about this as Americans is that since we don't like the idea of guilt, we feel guilty if we want to talk to anyone about our guilt. And things grow and cycle and get worse. David has seen his share of things going poorly. Sometimes it was David's fault. Sometimes it was just wicked people messing with David. Either way, in the face of trouble and affliction, what is his plea? Forgive all my sins. David knows that if he is going to be able to stand and endure in the face of these troubles or afflictions, God will have to be the one to help him. And God's help always starts with the forgiveness of sin, with the fact that you and God are in a right relationship and that he is your merciful God and you are his forgiven child. And we need that. We need to hear and receive that again and again. Otherwise, our footing will never be steady in life. Otherwise, we'll never be ready to honestly face the afflictions and troubles of life. This is why Christ Jesus went to the cross. This is why Jesus is so quick to forgive sins. This is why, week in and week out, the refrain of mercy and forgiveness echoes throughout the worship service. Because being forgiven actually is really important, and that's not something we hear in the world. The world can only try to pretend that sin doesn't exist or utterly condemn you. But Christ Jesus takes your very real sin and forgives it. And that is a wondrous thing.